Joining us on the phone is Charlie Van Arnum, the president of the Carstairs and District Agricultural Society, as we get set for another edition of Beef and Barley Days. Charlie, why are you excited about the 2025 edition of Beef and Barley Days?
It's coming up this weekend. We've got a few new events we're going to try out this year. Weather forecast looks great, so we're quite excited for the event.
Excellent. So walk us through when and where this will take place this year.
So it starts this coming Friday, July the 18th. On Friday, the morning starts with a slow pitch tournament, as per usual. Junior rodeo at the rodeo grounds starting at 10. One of the new events we're having this year is a brewfest, a beer tasting event at the Curling Club starting at 5 o'clock, 5 until 9. $10 entry. If you pre-buy your tickets, you get two drink tokens with you. And there's 10 or 12 different breweries coming for us to sample their wares. And then the evening will finish with a rock and roll bingo starting at 8 o'clock in the lounge upstairs in the Curling Club. And then fireworks at 10. So a great kickoff Friday night to it. Saturday is our big day. Starts with a pancake breakfast at the Curling Club at 7:30 in the morning. Parade will start at 11. There's a market starting at noon. There's a car show starting at the at noon at the Carstairs Ford. There'll be music in the park. There'll be kids games in the park there. Slow pitch tournament continues all day long. And then another one of the new things that we've got coming this year at the hockey arena, the Memorial Arena, starting at 5 o'clock. We've got a free family event, inline skating. The company that's coming, that's putting this on for us, has, you can bring your own inline skates, but they have all sorts of free rentals. So it's like an old-fashioned roller skating party at the hockey arena. It's an entirely free event. There will be beef on a bun available there to be purchased, but the rest of the event is entirely free. Rodeo continues all day Saturday and all day Sunday as well. A full weekend. Most of the events are free. It's meant to be just a great time to engage with the community.
Yeah, for sure. As Beef and Barley Days approaches 40 years and four decades now, how has this event changed over the years in your eyes, Charlie?
It's changed. We're trying some new things. Some of the things we tried in the last couple of years seem to have run their course, and so we're trying like this brew tasting event, beer tasting event. There will be non-alcoholic beverages there as well, but we're trying that. We're trying this inline skating party, just things to bring the community together as the community changes over the years.
For sure. As far as attendance goes, each year as Carstairs has grown as well, I'm assuming that you guys are seeing, you know, more and more people come out each year, right?
It's very weather dependent. Unfortunately, this pretty good looking forecast for this weekend. There's a great crowds come out, but it's very weather dependent, of course. But it's we have great crowds come out. It helps, of course, that the events are free or low cost, and they're all family friendly, with the exception of the beer tasting event, of course, is adults only. But it has changed over the years I've been involved, but the crowds are pretty consistent still.
If people want to find out more information or more details about this weekend's Beef and Barley Days event, where can they go, Charlie?
Go to the Carstairs Ag Society webpage. There's a lot of the details there. There will be some signs up around town here today or tomorrow that have a QR code that they can scan on it. Just Google Carstairs Ag Society or Beef and Barley Days, and you'll find all the events, including all the details about the brewfest and the inline skating party and that sort of thing.
Excellent. So Beef and Barley Days coming up this weekend in Carstairs. Thanks so much for joining us today, Charlie.
Thanks again.